is that we have in this exactly precise case differences, fundamental differences between SMGS and SIM, and we decide to keep the SIM, complete SIM provisions with the suspension of the period of limitation. In SMGS, we have different system in the sense that the claims are obligatory before going to court. So there it's also a period in which the claim should be tackled by the railway undertaking. So the procedural rules in CM and SMGS are different, but we propose to have the SIM solution, so we have to keep it like in SIM. This is the proposal of Professor Freise, not to make then mixed between SMGS and SIM, but just to take SIM